I'm gonna prank call you, and you are gonna, you know, let's see how if you get fooled.
I got it. I think I got it.
Last time, on Poochie.
I made a reservation at your house for food. I think someone is making food for me.
Wait, are you sure you have the right number?
In your kitchen? Yeah, it's Jeff's restaurant, right?
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
You better go check it.
Do you know where it is?
Yes, in Los Angeles.
Poochie.
Oh, man, that kid didn't know what was happening.
Bob Hope here.
No, I'm supposed to be pranking you. You're pranking me. Don't prank Poochie.
Them scorpions will rock you like a hurricane.
No, well, I want my money back.
Hold on. I'm going to transfer you right now.
Blew that one.
That one.
Definitely did not leave the baby there.
Oh, yeah. Well, this baby's not too tough.
Brother.
I have your DoorDash order. I have your Mr. Beast burger.
I get your Mr. Beast-style fruit leather.
Oh, I have your Mr. Beast jerky.
I have your Mr. Beast milkshake.
You want to watch Mr. Beast?
Call Igabuchi. I mean, you got a couple of pens.
Dad had a pen? I like your sense of humor.
Hey, hey.
I told you I'd call.
Yeah, hello.
This is Brian, right?
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
I see you're 52.
What?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
And I'm going
to
chop you right in the belly and you'll probably die.
No, I'm just going to grab you by the leg and hold on like a koala.
Yeah, I want to go in the chess tournament. Of Money Hall, I want to go there. Can I get a reservation?
It's the only chess tournament where it's all pawns.
Oh, all right. Could I sign up for that one?
Miss Beanie Goo, offer those arms, my friend.
How are you? This is Micah.
Oh, Micah, man, I love your show.
Oh, well, I don't love you. You.
Did you do a funny voice?
Yeah. Well, no.
I gotta go.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
I didn't sign up for this.
Gotta go. That's enough. I can't be saying that. It's just begun. All right. Snap into a Schweppes. Nothing beats a Schweppes when you have a Schweppes. When you open up the refrigerator and there's nothing but a single Schweppes with a note that says, "Don't you curse word drink me. Love, Mrs. Poochie." Man. I hope I have a good show. We're gonna have a great show. This is gonna be a very special one. I can hardly see the board. I got all this hair dye in my eyes. People who listened last week knew that I went brunette for the first time, dyed my golden yellow hair brown, and it's all washing out of my head and pooling into the deep eye sockets, and then collecting there. And I've got a little—I think I got a tadpole living in the brown hair dye, pooling in my. Under my eyes.
Poochie adage.
Okay, so we got a lot. I got a lot to get to. So much stuff. So, today, it's Thanksgiving week. Just a couple more days to Thanksgiving. And Poochie, the DJ, is going back to Rhode Island for the holiday. Rhode Island, no matter no matter what, Rhode Island is always there for Bucci.
I love you.
I can always go home, you know. If you're dragging around, or if you're being overwhelmed or drowning in a stack of invoices, medical bills, and friend requests on Blue Sky, Rhode Island sees you and throws you a nice, fat life preserver. But then you find out that the life preserver is made of lead, and it drags you to the bottom. / Cranston. I can't wait to see people, all my old friends. Steve. And today, though, let's forget about that in 2 days. Today, I want to take the opportunity. We've had such a great year, really enjoyed just large chunks of this year. So I want to have host an event that kind of thanks everybody, and there's nothing that thanks anyone better than Thanksgiving. And in this case, we're going to have a Bucci's Thanksgiving.
Bucci's?
A Friendsgiving Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Within reason. And to help me cook, because we have all this food that we have to prepare, and it's a little overwhelming. We got like four to five hot plates going on. Today, I have a guest with me. It's my soon-to-be lifelong wife, Mrs. Bucci.
Mama, Mrs. Bucci.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are, but don't jostle the mic so much.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm supposed to look at the Band-Aid, right?
Right, the Band-Aid.
Okay.
Look, I
let's give the guest the
time.
Band-Aid, Mike.
Mama, Mrs.
You gotta, wait, should I?
Bucci.
There, right there.
I'm pressing it.
Bucci. All right, so we are here. Now, Mrs. Bucci and I, we're hosting a Friendsgiving this year, aren't we?
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I think
sound nervous.
There's a lot of plates. You know, Bucci's Thanksgiving.
Bucci's
and Mrs. Bucci's.
Well, it's a Friendsgiving.
Yes, we are having a Friendsgiving, and so all of our friends who listen to this show.
So people out there are listening right now.
Yes, right there.
They could have been confused because you spend most of the year kind of yelling at people. They're not your friends. You have other friends. So I think you need to make sure you tell people to call in that they're part of the Friendsgiving too.
Well, they are.
But clarify, I think, for them.
What, you want me to clarify again?
Right now.
Well, I am friends with all of you. And that is a medical problem that I have to be friends with anyone who speaks with me. And it's caused me a lot of heartbreak. But then also, it's only caused me heartbreak. But today, we're going to have this Friendsgiving. And it's not any kind of Friendsgiving, right, Mrs. Bucci? It's a potluck.
So, yes. Well, all Friendsgivings are potlucks.
Yelling into the microphone.
What Friendsgiving is not a potluck? People just show up empty-handed? That's rude. You have to show up with something to a Friendsgiving. They're all potluck, automatically.
Well, my family's Thanksgiving, which I also call Friendsgiving, we don't bring anything. We bring a bag of raw broccoli, and we just kind of pass that around for the whole evening.
Okay, well, this one we're going to prepare.
Yes,
people are going to bring stuff.
That's great. So we have a lot.
Well, we're making some things.
Yeah. Actually,
we're going to cook some things.
Can you get started on some stuff?
Okay, can you pass me some stuff?
Yeah, here.
Okay, I'm going to chop some. You got like a bunch of carrots.
Yeah,
and, like,
chop the carrots and then just keep chopping. There you go. But yeah, just rough chop. Rougher.
What other kinds of chops?
You're using a spoon here. You gotta.
Oh, you didn't give me a knife.
You gotta chop with a knife, okay. And that's a Bucci adage, I believe.
So wait, I'm chopping. Do you have a specific way of me chopping the carrots?
Just a rough chop, an RC, if you don't mind.
Okay, but last time I was chopping things, you got all mad and you grabbed the knife for me and you said diagonals.
Yeah.
So I just want to make. Do you want diagonals?
No, I just like just straight down the middle, like. Okay. A great fastball.
How's this?
Yeah, but it's too loud.
Bucci.
So what we're doing is Mrs. Bucci is chopping up the soup that we have for
well,
a starter.
Well, the stuff to go in the soup, that would be insane.
Yes, you should,
if
you wouldn't mind,
liquid.
Just chop up some of the liquid, too, because it's a little bit solid in some places, because I
you
had it in the
you
freezer.
You didn't microwave it?
No, we didn't have any time. The microwave at WFMU is...
This might be a mess. Boom. I don't know about this.
Broken. We also have... Oh, we got this charcuterie board. I have a charcuterie board.
Ooh, I love a charcute.
Charcute, yep. I've had it at the station for a while now, and someone moved
that
it into
look
the
too good.
Someone moved it into the jazz section. I was looking for a Coltrane album, and behind it was all my charcuterie that I've been missing.
Piece of ham.
Yeah. So we're gonna. Could you actually do me a favor with this charcuterie board? Could you arrange it into a shape, like maybe? Like a bucket hat. Could you arrange all the charcuterie
I have to shave
into the
off
shape
some
of a
mold?
Yeah. Or you can use the mold for eyebrows. If the bucket hat does have eyebrows. Okay. And in the oven, we have all sorts of stuff. We got stuff in the oven here. We got a turbill board, which is like a turducken, sort of. You know.
What's in it?
It's a turkey. Stuffed with hospital bills,
which
is then stuffed into one of those, like, a cardboard sleeve that you get coffee with to protect your hand.
What?
Mmm. And all that is stuffed into Bucci.
What?
Oh, my
Mrs.
Is this going to be one Bucci. Of those surreal shows? I thought you told me we were going to have a normal Friendsgiving, and people were going to come
yeah,
and give
is,
us lots
this
of
is
food,
a,
which is what I'm always hungry.
Missionary-style Thanksgiving.
Weird. Are you going to be weird?
No, I'm going to be... Look, no, I'm in a Thanksgiving mood. I'm just
Friendsgiving
in a...
Friendsgiving mood.
Friendsgiving mood.
Yeah.
And I feel like... Look, I got to get this thing... Can we get
Should
some...
I keep chopping?
Yeah. I gotta work on these, on this stuffing.
We're sizzling.
Yeah, I gotta work on the stuffing. It's the only stuffing that sizzles. And what else? What else do we have over there?
Well, we have green beans, and I'm hoping someone brings some of the other ingredients, because then we can make a green bean casserole.
Yeah, or some shaved almonds, perhaps.
Yeah, but you don't like almonds.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do almonds on the side. And then, we have, like, a can of corn. I don't know why you bought a can of corn.
Yeah.
Maybe people like that. I don't know.
It's actually, don't open that because it's got one of those springy snakes in it as a joke.
Oh.
But the snake does have corn in its mouth. So it's kind of like, surprise, surprise.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it is not bad.
I'm hoping people bring cranberry sauce because we didn't.
No, we didn't bring any cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Cranberries are very expensive.
I know, right?
So hopefully some of these people got some dollars.
All right. That stuffing is sizzled to death. Now we gotta get. So we're also
chopping the onions.
We also stop.
Real rough. You said rough. What's this?
Yeah, just chop on the. There you go.
Oh yeah, this is. Fun.
We also got the baked ziti. We're gonna make some baked ziti,
oh,
right?
Oh, that sounds
That's
good.
Nice.
I didn't know.
I gotta
that.
Actually boil that ziti. Jeez, I didn't get the boil on. All right. So we got some boiling. That's for the ziti with water, ziti with water this time. And also, you said you were going to make your famous spinach artichoke pastry puffs, right? Didn't you say that?
I was going to make a pecan pie.
I don't even know what they are.
I was going to do a pecan pie.
Pecan pie?
Yeah.
I had you down for the artichoke
I don't even know
puffs.
What that is. What's an artichoke
I don't know what it is either, but you were muttering it in your sleep the other night.
Well, I'm not making that when I'm awake.
It's artichoke puffs. And I thought, I guess she's having a dream about making them for our Friendsgiving.
No, I'm going to make pecan. I like pecan pie.
Okay, you want to make some pecan pie?
Yes.
All right, let's get that pecan pie steaming.
But I'm still chopping all these vegetables. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, all right. I really need you to arrange the charcuterie board.
Fine.
Like, maybe make a pear. Let's do a bucket hat with Bucci's face underneath. The pear can
That's
be the nose.
Shape you want?
The dates can be the eyes. And, like, four or five hams can be the mouth. The skin can be hams also.
Well, good thing the ham is kind of moldy, so it's a little like your eyes right now anyway.
Old moldy eyes. So that is what we're going to be, that's kind of what we're going. We're balancing plates
well,
here.
Well, we're making food,
which reminds
other
me,
people are going to bring.
Yeah,
food.
We really need more people. And also, what do we need during Friendsgiving? We need you. We need your company as well. We're not just going to take this food and then show you the door, though I did wish that, but you said that's going
to
be
no,
a
it would
show.
Be nicer to have people stick
yeah,
around.
Yeah, have people stick around.
And I've got lots of really fun icebreaker questions.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because it's a party.
Yeah, some Friendsgivings are pretty uncomfortable.
That's why I brought really good icebreaker questions.
Yeah, because sometimes the friends, you're just your friends inviting friends. Remember that horrible, I'm just going to stop boiling this ziti.
I don't think that's how ziti works.
Pretty sure. We went to that terrible Friendsgiving a few years ago. Remember that?
Which one?
The one when we, it was like terrible. People got mad because I brought the gravy without a container. Remember
and
that
it was
one?
Loose and sloshing around.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
mostly.
Yeah, that was a year.
And then you called that lady a curse word head for not asking about your job or something like that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was talking about her job, and she didn't ask you what kind of director you, if you were a creative director or an associate director, and you called her a curse word head like
that
four times.
That sounds like you, actually. I think you did that.
Yeah, that actually might have been Bucci. All right, so we do have that going on.
Yeah, so we've got lots of icebreaker questions. We've got lots of some food. We don't have a lot of food. We have some food because we can't make all the food. So people need to call in. They need to tell us what they brought, and then we will sit them at a table. I really love decorating for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So I've set up in the studio. I got 2 6-foot folding tables,
yes.
And then I put this really nice tablecloth over it. It's linen.
Can I see?
It's like a burnt sienna brown, but it's like very
ooh,
expensive.
BSB.
Yeah, yeah, it's really nice. And then I put little leaves all over it and pine cones.
That's nice.
So, you know, it's cute.
It looks, I wish you could see, when you do come, you'll be able to appreciate this lovely spread.
And
that
I've got
done.
A candelabra, and I've got the candles.
Yeah.
And they're all autumnal smells.
Yeah, well, the candelabra kind of looks a little evil. It's like two snakes. Why do you have...
Because that's cool. They're brass.
Yeah, that's true. They are pretty cool. And then the table has some more swear words on it. The tablecloth
no, it doesn't.
Knitted into it.
No.
I'm just joking, folks.
Ha ha, very funny. Anyway, we've got lots of room so we can... seat you somewhere at the table,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
we'll kind of move these plates.
We'll kind of make room for more people depending on who comes. But it's very open. We're very casual.
Yeah, everybody except for Zachary can come. And,
wait, what?
And I think it's going to be a really fun, heartwarming event. You know, after this year, which I can think we can all agree has been very,
really great.
Very carefree and fancy. And,
yes. Yeah, nobody's cat died.
But we can kind of gather around and thank everyone for such a perfect year.
Bucci's.
All right. And so we're going to have everything. We got the stuffing, right? We got the steamed carrots. We got the gravy. And we got the jam. It's Ivor Cutler with the jam. Only on WFMU.
Jam. What's your favorite jam? Traffic jam. Traffic jam.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci's Friendsgiving.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
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 What's your favorite jam? Traffic jam. It's the jam for a man.
Bucci.
All right. It's Bucci. We're back.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Hold on. I didn't turn on your mic. All right. There he goes.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, no. I didn't do it again.
You're doing it on purpose.
There she is.
And Mrs. Bucci.
We are having...
Bucci's.
And Mrs. Bucci's.
Friendsgiving.
201-209-9368. If you want to be a part of the Thanksgiving, you got to bring something. If you don't bring anything, what do, Mrs. Bucci?
You're out.
All right. Look at this. Our first friend is here.
Open the door.
Hello, call your Gabucci. And Mrs. Bucci. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Sweet Baby.
Oh, hey, Sweet Baby. So nice to see you, Mrs. Bucci. It's Sweet Baby.
Oh my God, we haven't seen you
You in so long, Sweet Baby.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes,
you have such a great sweater on. That's cool.
Yeah, I like your sweater. Would you, it looks handmade. You're such a talented person, knitting sweaters and knives and whatever you do. So, come in, sit down.
Oh, man, okay, my leg.
Don't make
tired.
That noise. I forgot that you made those noises a lot. What did you bring us, Sweet Baby?
Well, I brought my familial soup.
Ooh, what kind of soup is it? Mrs. Bucci brought soup. What kind of
soup? That's good, because our soup is frozen, so.
Yeah. What kind of soup is it?
It's my great Bubby's bushel and stick soup.
Whoa.
Bushel and stick soup. So it's
Is that delicious or not delicious?
You tell me.
We'll all dine it. I hope you brought enough bowls for everyone, because I only have two bowls. So I hope you have
some bowls. 16 bowls under my bowler hat.
Yeah, that's great. Stop throwing them everywhere.
So, don't throw the bowls, Sweet Baby. What have you been up to this year?
Well, I've mostly been counting.
What have you been counting? I hope you've been counting on Bucci.
Well, I've been counting the leaves as they grow off the trees, and then I count the leaves as they fall off.
Whoa. Save this kind of conversation for the Friendsgiving. Don't waste it all. We want to hear about this counting leaves and flower petals. Save it for the friends. They're bound to come.
I'm sorry.
Bucci's.
Friendsgiving. All right.
We have a seat for.
Yeah, why doesn't he sit down? Why don't you sit down there?
Sweet Baby, I think you should sit kind of in the corner, like right in the corner on the table. That's where I got you sitting.
So that's me in the corner?
Yeah, baby in the corner. You're supposed to put baby in the corner. That's what I thought.
That's what they say.
So.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for the soup. Yeah, stick around.
Oh, he left.
He left. No, he's supposed to stay here and sit in the corner.
I know. Why did he leave? He just sat and then walked out.
Well, I guess he left the soup.
Yeah, that's good. 201-209-9368.
All right.
We lost our only friend who's come so far. All right, I got to get stuff going here. I got to reboil my ziti.
You've left that off this whole time?
Yeah.
This is going to be some whack ziti.
It's not going to be whack. We also bought booze, which is very important for any Thanksgiving, right?
For fun, yeah.
Yeah. We brought some booze, which I have boiling over here.
No, don't boil the booze. Then it boils the booze out of it.
Wrong. It's mead. It's supposed to boil.
Oh, you're doing like a little mulled wine?
Yeah, like a mulled wine. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And we got Schweppes. I already said about the Schweppes, right?
Yeah. Mmm. You only brought one bottle of that, though.
201-209-9368. Beef lollipops. Look at these I made, these beef lollipops.
You know, this feels like one of those things where you go and have a party.
Yeah.
You tell people what time it is. The party's at 6. And then they don't show up till 7, and it's like, well, party's over.
Yeah, party's over.
So this is not the party to be fashionably late to. This is the party that you have to be on time.
Yeah, because if they're too late, then they're going to be...
The party's over. This party has an end, and it's 7 p.m.
Yeah, unless you want Micah hosting the Friendsgiving.
I don't think Micah's taking any friends this time.
All right, hey, a new friend is here. I got to turn off some of this boiling. Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci. Welcome to the Thanksgiving.
Hello, Mr. Bucci.
Hello. Who's this?
Who is this?
It's Double G. You got Double G.
Oh,
hey, Double G. Friendsgiving wouldn't be the same without you.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it was a rhetorical statement. You know? Yeah, well, okay. So what did you bring other than, a baby?
Well, yeah, the baby's got to stay outside.
Yeah, please don't leave the
baby's not coming
outside.
You can leave it outside.
Yeah. No babies at this party.
Yeah.
It's a different baby from the last baby, just
so
you know.
What kind of food did you bring, Double G?
Well, I bought a bottle of Coquito.
Ooh, you know, I love Coquito.
What's Coquito?
You've had it before.
Right, but describe it.
It's like Puerto Rican eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh, I have had that, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, really delicious.
Okay.
You've had some rough Coquito nights, Bucci has had. That's why he doesn't remember.
All right. Sit down. Come in.
Double G, I think, is a really good center. I'm going to put him in the center because you're a good conversation starter, Double G.
Am I? Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm going to put you right in the middle.
Right. Oh. I think we might. He'll be in the middle and everyone else will be on the ends of the long table. So just leaving him in the center.
No. There's going to be all crowd
food.
Of people. Oh, you brought other food.
What'd you bring?
Yeah.
What else?
Because we got this turkey going.
I have a bucket hat of turkey legs.
They're not cooked. Okay, well, they're raw. Throw them in the oven, right?
Yeah, just put them in the oven.
You should take the feathers off.
I'm just going to defeather them.
Steaming the feathers off this turkey.
I mean, they were like wild turkeys from like Staten Island that I found on an excursion.
In the marshes of Staten Island?
Yeah, in the Great Kills of Staten Island.
They were steaming. Yeah. All right, sit down.
Okay, right here? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Do you have any icebreakers for Double G?
I got an icebreaker for you, Double G.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could live in...
I'm just going to just do some more chopping. Just on an empty board here. It relaxes me.
Okay, if you...
I need the knife!
I'm trying to have conversation starters with our guests.
Okay.
And you're... It's chaos.
In my opinion.
Just keep it to yourself. All right, Double G. If you had to live inside the world of a movie, but not as a main character, but a side character, which one would you choose and why?
Oh, that's a great question.
I know, right? It's a really good idea.
That's great. You know, I'm just going to mull some questions over. The world of Barbie, movie is
so
great.
So you'd be Ken?
You know?
Or like
I could be
Ken?
I could be a Ken. I could be like a weird Ken.
That is a great answer. See, this is why you're the center, because that is a good answer.
Yeah, but what's the conversation?
We're having a conversation right now.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Right. You know, I was also thinking maybe a David Lynch film, because everyone in that world seems to be having a good time.
They having a good time, or are they having the worst day?
I mean, it depends on which side of the interaction you're on,
know? Like Eraserhead, probably not a good one.
No, that's a different dinner that we don't have to talk about. That's the baby. That's what we
That's that baby
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Or we can, The Straight Story, that's a nice wholesome ending.
I was thinking
ending.
Velvet, you know, like one of those, people in town and stuff like that. They look at that.
Yeah, the people who weren't involved in that murder seemed very happy in that town.
Are those side characters or are those extras?
Just stop sizzling.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
What about season 3? That's a TV show, huh? How about
Dune? We need more people for this Thanksgiving.
How about Dune? I could be like one of the sand people.
I haven't seen Dune. I know there's worms. Maybe it could be the worm.
Some worms, too. You know what? I also brought some hot chocolate, some nice Thanksgiving hot chocolate.
Okay, but that's for later.
Let's make
you don't have that before. That's not an apéritif.
It's not that apéritif.
We'll just have it. We'll just have it in the background.
Can you pass a turkey leg? It's okay if I stop.
It's not done cooking, though.
It's okay.
You want some raw turkey?
Shave some off. Let me shave some off for you.
Oh, you got like the slicer.
Yeah. Well, I got it for my job.
Look at that. That's really sharp.
Yeah, don't cut yourself.
How many slices do you want of this turkey here?
Two thick cut slices.
Right.
Yeah, you're cutting more than two.
Yeah, for two for him and two are for the DJ.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Hey, Mrs. Bucci, when's your show coming back? Because I really missed that show.
201-209-9368. If you want to be a part of our Friendsgiving, it's me, Mrs. Bucci, and Double G here. At this table's 7 feet long. And
we only have the three of us. Yeah. It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. What are we going to do with this guy?
I think it's fine. He's fine. He's sitting there eating.
He's just eating.
He's eating the turkey. He's fine. Too.
Hey, do you guys have any hot sauce?
Nope. Sorry, Double G.
Why didn't you bring any hot sauce?
It doesn't matter.
This is not going well.
Listen. Hey, Double G, you got you want any orange juice or anything like that? You're all set down there?
Can you put a sport of this hot chocolate?
Yeah, sure. It's the creamiest hot chocolate.
You don't really have any more cups than this, so I don't really want to...
No.
So we don't have any cups?
Did you call any of your friends already?
No, you said you were going to have your friends come.
But
and I didn't want our friends to mix because of the last time.
201-209-9368. Double G.
Yeah.
So, do you want a cranberry brie bite? I made those too. They're cranberry with brie and a little phyllo pastry. They're very delicious.
Oh, that sounds delish. Yeah. So can I? Yeah.
Yeah. Just here you go. I just reach. Hold on. I gotta boil them first.
You just put them right on my tongue like a host, like if you're like a priest and I'm just like, you know, it's like the Eucharist.
Do you want? Yes. So sure. Open up your mouth.
Yum, yum, yum.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci? Mrs. Bucci?
Oh,
Double
God.
G?
Hey, Double G, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we have Zachary also.
Yay,
just showed up.
Zachary!
Oh, hey, I got your hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I brought some various vegetable pastries.
Wow.
What do you mean? What kind of vegetable pastries did you bring?
Oh, I got broccoli, I got asparagus, I got cauliflower.
So you just brought an assortment of raw veggies, or are they, like, arranged in a way?
Oh, no, I made little vegetable pâtés.
Oh,
stuffed
it's a
them, baked these.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you just got to heat them back up. What temperature is your oven on?
We don't have a lot of room in the oven right now.
I can MacGyver something. It could hang.
It's kind of a room temperature oven right now, so it might take another 40 minutes.
Yeah, you got to jack it up.
Yeah, I'll jack it up.
Okay, Zachary, I got a great spot for you. I think you should sit right across from Double G.
Hey, Double G, you want to play some pool, actually? I got a pool table while she talks to Zachary.
Double G can talk to Zachary.
I could play some pool.
You're going to play pool
with
Double G?
I'm going to play pool with Double G.
I mean, you have a lot going on in the kitchen. I think you shouldn't pause.
I'm just racking. Okay.
Fine. Okay. Hi, Zachary. Zachary, how are you doing?
It smells delicious here.
I'm gonna break, okay, Double G?
Hey, what?
It smells delicious. It should smell delicious. I've got my pecan pie in our very lightly
All right, it's, your
hot
shot.
Oven. Do you want to do an icebreaker question, Zachary?
Nice. Oh, sure.
Nice shot.
Are these ones you wrote yourself?
Yeah. Came up with them myself.
Oh,
definitely not a kit.
Okay. All the balls.
This is a really good one, Zachary. What do you own that nobody else at the table owns?
Say it again. What is it?
What do you own that nobody else at the table owns?
That's a good idea.
What do I own?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
It's an icebreaker, so you got to come up with something interesting that we're all like, ooh.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, that's very hard. I mean, we all seem like very minimalistic, non-consumerist.
Well, even a minimalist has to own something, though. I mean,
yeah. Why? Well, I got a typewriter.
Maybe some Bang & Olufsen speakers.
You own a typewriter?
I don't have a typewriter. Actually.
No, we don't have a typewriter. Oh, so that's what you have—a typewriter?
Yeah. Oh, I have a few. I went to lots of auctions. I was into collecting typewriters.
I've
saved from the typewriter murderers.
Oh, Zach, Double G, do you want to add to that? Are you interested in typewriters? Oh,
yeah, I
God.
Would love typewriters because, like since typewriters aren't really in use anymore, you can kind of like get away with a lot of stuff if you send people through like typewriters and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, gee, this
they can
is
identify
really
the model,
well.
But they're not going to know where it came from.
Look, see, they're talking to each other. It's great. All right. Oh, knock, knock, knock. Another person's at the door. Caller, you got Bucci. It's Bucci's Friendsgiving.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Hello, Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, my gosh. All the pals are here. I'm so excited.
This is a disaster.
Okay. Welcome.
Hey, Franco.
Come in. Let Franco in. Get out of the way,
Franco,
Bucci.
Come in.
Franco, leave the baby outside. That baby stays outside.
I can't. You know what? Am I on the speakerphone?
Uh-huh. You're inside the house, but you are kind of echoey because you're in the hallway.
Oh, I'm inside your condo.
Yes.
Okay, you want to know what I'm bringing?
Yes, what did you bring?
Yeah, what did you bring there, Franco?
I'm gonna let you guess what I'm going to bring.
What are you? I mean, you're here. How can I guess? It's in that plastic bag. Just take it out of the bag and show us.
Okay.
Is it a spaghetti?
Broiled spare tire.
Ugh. Franco.
Is that acceptable?
No.
All right, I'll sizzle it up.
No.
Is that going to go with all the side dishes?
Ugh.
The okay, never mind. I'll bring a pie.
Yeah,
I'll
just
make
bring
it
a
just
pie. Bring a pie. You're a good pie. Make a nice Schweppes pie.
Yeah, I'm going to make a pie anyway.
I would make a nice Schweppes pie.
The family
kind of,
here.
What kind of pie? Better not be a pecan pie.
Okay, it's
going to
have a foundation of peach that I put up last summer when the peaches were in top form. But I'm going to sort of accessorize it with fresh strawberries and fresh blueberries.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Did you bring any
vanilla? I might as well make two.
Did you bring any vanilla ice cream?
Three.
I like ice cream with my pie. My fruit.
Would you like ice cream?
Yes.
I like a layer of cheddar cheese on my pie.
Windex flavored ice cream?
No, vanilla. This is supposed to be. This is a normal show.
Vanilla flavored Windex.
Normal ingredients and things.
Why don't you do a icebreaker? Because this ice.
Well, I have to sit
We've been
Franco
pounding
somewhere.
On this ice and
I
it hasn't broken
sit
yet.
I think I'm going to sit Franco next to Bucci at the end.
Oh, my God.
Because I think you guys have a lot to talk about. So I got. Franco's coming over here.
I'm a guest, and therefore I will follow the protocol and bring anything I'm asked to bring.
You've already brought
it. So we've got the coquito and the bucket of chicken legs from Double G. We've got
Thank
hot
you,
sauce
Double G.
And veggie pate from Zachary. They're across from each other in the center. Then Franco has the peach and strawberry pie with ice cream and that weird tire thing. That
How many people are coming? How many guests?
Well, we have room for
17 more people.
17?
10 more people can come.
I better make 3.
Okay, great.
All right.
Oh, we've got another person.
Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci. Welcome to Friendsgiving.
Hey, this is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you doing?
Pretty well. I'm going pretty well.
Oh, good.
How are you doing?
Welcome to Bucci's and Mrs. Bucci's Friendsgiving. Someone left, I think. Hey, everybody, welcome Hero.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
How's it going?
What did you bring, Hero? I noticed that you didn't answer my question there.
Yes, well, we did bring.
Yep.
I brought some cranberries.
Ooh, cranberries.
You needed the sauce. I also brought a pound of sugar because you'll need that when you make the sauce.
Wait, so you brought us unprepared cranberry sauce?
That's
just
okay. We'll put them to work.
And sugar?
Why don't you, that's okay. You can make it yourself, right? You're allowed to work around hot,
really crowded
hot fruit, aren't you, Hero?
Yeah.
Can you use an oven, Hero?
As long as it's not very big boiling.
It might be.
Well, okay. Well, I do like, you know what? I prefer the tube of cranberry sauce that comes out of the can.
Bucci, we don't have liability
insurance.
Oh,
no.
I thought this is going to be an R-rated friend.
I don't like that.
We got the kid here.
Yeah, but I don't want him to burn himself. I don't think our kitchen
is
safe.
It's fine. Just give him some mittens. Give him some mittens.
He's not going to be, it's going to be a little less safe with the mittens.
No, he'll be safe. Hey, Hero, why don't you just go take yourself into the kitchen? We got a couple more things. We got to get this turkey going, if you don't mind maybe helping us out.
Okay, yeah.
Hero, I'm going to sit you on the opposite side of... definitely far away from Double G.
Got
so
another
you're
person.
You're on the other end. You're in the corner on the end. Because Double G's got some not-so-safe conversation. So you sit over here.
Hey, caller, line 3. You are here at Friendsgiving with Bucci. And
Bucci
Mrs.
and Mrs. Bucci's
hello?
Friendsgiving.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, what's your name?
I'm one of your long-lost friends who you owe $10 to.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. I know... This is, what was his name, Jim or something? What are your names?
It's Henry.
Oh, Henry. How are you doing? Everybody,
hey,
everybody Wait, welcome up? Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, Henry. How are you doing? Good.
Henry, I hope you brought a, what did you bring us today?
Henry, bring booze?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry, did you bring any booze?
Yeah, but it kind of is eating everything because it's a black hole.
You brought a black hole? I mean, I think we already have a black hole at Friendsgiving, and it's called Double G.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry, actually. You done yet?
Henry, that's very nice. Did you not bring any food? I sent out the invitation, and I specified food.
I kind of did bring some turkeys. Like, I brought, like, 2 of them, just in case.
Like, loose turkey, or pieces of turkey, or 2 whole turkeys?
2 whole turkeys.
Oh, great! Then why didn't you lead with that, Henry?
But then the black hole ate both of them.
Oh, man. Forget it.
You got a little pocket black hole there, huh?
But then I also have...
Oh, you know what, Henry? I was about to... I gave you my $10, but it was sucked into the black hole. Man, I was just I wanted to pay you back that money I owed you from 2 years ago when I lost at horse gambling against you. So why don't you sit down again? Not near two.
Yeah,
near
I'm gonna
Double
put
G.
Henry. Yep. Henry's gonna go next to Hero again, further from Double G. We've got room. We've got one more seat next to Double G that can act as a buffer between Double G and,
that would be
and
very
the children.
Nice. Who else is here? Let's go. So we got Double G. He's here, right? We got Hero. You're here.
Yes.
And then
yes, I'm here.
And then Henry's here as well.
Yeah.
What and what about Zachary? Did he leave?
I threw him out.
What? Well, yeah. I wasn't looking.
Yeah, I grabbed him by the ear. And,
wow, that was rude.
Well, you know, he was making, you know,
he was playing pussies with me under the table. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, he was playing eyesies with me in that he was looking at me.
Is wow. Franco still here?
No, Franco left too.
You kicked him out too. Wow. Yeah. This party is.
You know,
what were you going to say?
Man, it's always just flowing.
Late. You know, it's like almost 7 o'clock.
2:01.
Yeah, two children. We need more people at this table. We need more buffer.
Why don't you ask a nice icebreaker
okay.
of
I'm gonna
Henry
ask an
and Hero. Only Henry and Hero.
Okay. If you disappeared for 24 hours,
actually, Mrs. Bucci,
where's the first place we should look for you?
Before you ask, do you mind if I put the game on? I just
which game?
We got the Clippers
the
game
the
on.
The Knicks are playing, I think.
Yeah, the what? Knicks. I think it's Knicks Magic.
Fine, put it on.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Henry and Hero. If you disappeared for 24 hours, where's the first place we should look for you?
Come on.
Turn it down. I don't want that. I wanted nice music. You said you were going to play nice music.
Why do you think they coach like that?
I don't know, man. They can't get it. They're not attacking the paint. You know, they're all on the perimeter, and they just can't.
You know, OG's out, and it's not messing.
Yeah, OG is being out is a huge
problem. You're
distracting
from the conversation and the vibe.
Man. All right, caller, you got Bucci. Who's this? Welcome to Bucci's Friendsgiving. I'll put the game on pause for a second. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good.
Hi, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Sarah.
Everybody, welcome Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, what up, Sarah?
Welcome.
How are you doing? Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming. What did you bring for us?
Come on.
I bought three plates.
Oh, okay. Wait, just empty plates?
Oh, no, I bought three different dishes, like three different things.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's good. We almost threw you out of here, Sarah.
Oh, no.
All right, what'd you bring?
I have mashed potatoes and mashed rutabaga because I couldn't decide which.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And then I also have a wild rice stuffing with mushroom and sausage.
What?
These are things that we should have thought of instead of.
This sounds so good, but why? I don't think we could make it as good as Sarah, so I'm glad she brought it.
That's true.
That sounds delicious. Okay, Sarah, I'm going to sit you. I got to sit you next to Double G and Henry.
How you doing?
Just so you got someone to talk to because now everyone's on one side of the table. It's looking a little Last Supper, but I think that's fine. Everyone can kind of, they're sort of looking at you cook, Bougie, and that's okay. I'm still chopping these vegetables.
Diagonally.
Thanks. Yes. Did you have another icebreaker for
Sarah?
Well,
they didn't. Okay, let's go for a different icebreaker.
I, by the way, have been taking the opportunity. I've made this beautiful jello with pineapple in it. This thing
Jello?
Is really nice. This is jiggly as a full udder.
Okay, well, you have a lot of
I can't wait
other...
to taste it.
You've still got the ziti. I feel like you're starting a lot of things and you're not finishing a lot of things. But anyway.
Well, that's a Bucci adage right there.
All right, Sarah, what cartoon character do you identify with the most?
Ooh. I'm sorry, that when he got a new call, what was it?
What cartoon character do you identify with the most?
This is awesome. I love cartoons.
All right, name one.
Maybe
I don't know.
Spinelli.
I don't know.
Or Louise from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's good. Oh, we have a new guest. Hello, caller. New caller who I haven't heard yet. Welcome to the Friendsgiving.
Bucci, Jackie.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Annie.
Oh,
hi,
good,
Annie.
Good, good.
Hi,
oh,
Annie.
How
are
you doing?
Welcome.
Hey, Double G.
Hey,
Hero. Hey, someone I haven't met before.
Henry. His name is Henry.
And Sarah.
Don't go near him.
He's Henry and Sarah.
Oh, and Henry
Sarah.
And Sarah. Hello. Don't go near Henry. He brought a black hole.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we have two black holes.
Yeah, I nearly got sucked in.
Henry.
Oh, my gosh.
You're being extremely rude. Why don't we have to welcome our new guest,
Annie.
Annie. There you go. Hey, Annie.
Aw, thanks.
Hi, Annie.
How's it going?
All right,
everybody.
Annie, reveal what you've brought to the table.
Oh, I bought some vodka.
Whoa! Annie coming in hot. Thank God.
Yeah, I heard that you did have cranberries show up, so maybe we could just
mash them. We can mix it
up and
make a little mashed vodka cranberry thing.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so bad.
All right, I'm going to sit.
Henry,
Annie,
hands
sitting,
off the alcohol, please, Henry.
Annie's
going
to sit right next to me with her jug of vodka, so this is perfect.
Yeah. All right, Annie, how have you been this year? Do you have what do you have to be thankful? That's an end thing. We can all go around and say,
we're
what are we going
to
be thankful?
That's what we're supposed to do at the end.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah, right. Okay, then Annie, don't tell me what you're going to do.
Yeah, think about it. Dwell on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You got to keep cooking.
I'm sorry. I got to keep cooking.
You're getting very distracted.
I'm
going to
be over here with my drink.
Oh, good. Yeah. I can facilitate some more conversation with our people.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
This is Booth. How do you like the typeface for Begonia?
Well, I am under strict orders to not talk about graphic design on this show, okay. So I'm not allowed. But we can talk about it after the party.
Oh, we lost Henry. Henry, if you
he got sucked into the black hole.
He got sucked into his black hole. Henry, if you want to, take your black hole with you. 201-209-9368. We're almost, we haven't eaten anything. We've just kind of put food on tables, but,
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed Franco.
Yeah, he had to leave, I guess.
Yeah, had to.
Hey,
had to, huh?
So, Annie and Sarah, do you know each other?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so either.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you, Annie.
Well, it's really nice
to meet you.
Because for many people, Bucci is the hub of the wheel, and all the spokes do not interact with each other. But it's really nice that now the spokes will all come together and hang out, even though that breaks the wheel and it makes it fairly useless. But I'm glad that we can, you guys can all get together. Oh, one more person. Oh. Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Ooh. Bucci. Welcome
to
Friendsgiving.
Guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
oh,
hey.
That's a better name for this.
What?
I like that.
Happy friend Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all cheers to that.
Yeah, hey. It's a Bucci.
Annie, stop drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it making less to you, Miss Bucci, if I just say, like, hey, it's going to the Bucci Thanksgiving? Or should I say both?
It's
I prefer,
time for Double G
I prefer it to be both.
Okay. All right.
All right. Double G, thank you for coming. Go into the bathroom for the rest of the hour. Thank you very much.
Who is this person, this new person that came in? I don't know them.
Who do we have? I think it's just Annie and Sarah.
Well, there aren't too many people at this party.
Now people are noticing that the party's kind of empty.
Yeah, it's only three
people. You kicked Double G to the bathroom?
I kicked everybody out.
You kicked out Zachary and Franco? We had another person come, and then where'd they go?
Oh, my gosh. Do you have another bathroom?
We've got one upstairs. Did you clean the bathroom?
Yeah,
it's upstairs. Just go.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Annie. You just stay there. I forgot which one is which. I think that's Annie. Caller, you got Bucci. Welcome to the Boots-giving with Mrs.
Hey,
Bucci.
This is Hockey Stick. Sorry I'm late.
Hockey
I had a little bit of a Sisyphus situation. My truck died at the bottom of the hill. I pushed up.
Oh, no. By you got to walk all the way up.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, Hockey. Hockey Stick.
Their food outside. I might have squished something. It looked like
I think
leave it.
I think that might have been Franco. I think it was that smoking tire mush that he brought or whatever it was.
But what did you bring? What did you bring?
Hockey stick.
Well, I cooked. I made some empanadas pasteles, some coquito, but I left it at home.
Oh.
So I stopped at McDonald's and I brought a quarter pounder.
It's not bad.
Cheeseburger meal.
You know what? This sounds pretty good.
We can share it. I
like
that.
Yeah, we'll just cut it into
quarters.
Quarters, yeah, because we only have four people.
Yeah. Well, I cleaned the bun.
All right. Welcome. Say hi to Sarah. Sarah is here as well.
And Annie.
Hello.
I think Annie's in the bathroom, unless she's back.
Wait.
She's gone.
I know you, right?
Sarah,
I might know you.
Oh, this is nice. So we have some
people
action.
People who know each other.
Rather than just putting the burden on Bucci, it's nice that other people can hang out with each other. Oh, here's someone else. Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci. Welcome to Friendsgiving.
Hey, it's me. Bucci's. You kind of gave me this guest there before that came in with
Friendsgiving.
So I left, but I left my bag of stuff here. I don't know. Can I hang out or?
Yeah, who's this again?
Oh, it's Andrew.
Oh, Andrew, are you the one who left the food at the doorstep there?
Well, it's not really food so much, but yeah, I left my bag, and, like, I came in, I was asking, and Mrs. Bucci, hey?
And, yeah, I just kind of ran away because you just gave me the stare. But I don't know. I'd like
that's
to hang
just
or
how
I'll just share my
I
thoughts.
Look.
That's just her. She has resting, what are you doing face. I love a nice laugh. Welcome, but, everybody. Everybody, welcome
Andrew
here.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
All right. I got stuff.
Okay, what'd you get?
Grandmother's liquor cabinet.
We have too much booze.
This party's getting lit.
Can you make booze into a pie or something? Can we make a booze pie or booze potatoes?
I got Sambuchka, and I got a half a bottle of creme de menthe.
Ah.
And what else? I got all the stuff from my grandmother's liquor cabinet. That's a 2017 and three.
Honestly, this goes really well with hockey sticks, quarter pounder, and cheese. I'm happy with this Thanksgiving. The spread is looking good.
Yeah, we're finally getting things together. Oh, knock, knock. There's another person. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. Hi, Mrs. Bucci. This is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you? Everybody say hi to Bandit.
Bandit.
Hey, Bandit.
Hi.
All right, hi.
Hi. I brought waffle.
All right, Bandit, come in. You're a great friend. And that's the end of that sentence. Yeah, well, you didn't hear, you know.
All right, so I've got Andrew taking Double G's spot because that one's empty because he kind of left.
He left, yeah.
And then I think that since Hero and Henry got sucked into the black hole, Bandit, you can sit over there on the other side of me. So that works out.
Okay, yeah, perfect. I could do that.
Perfect, sit right down.
Wait, where is Hockey Stick and Saras?
Hockey Stick's on the caddy corner to Bandit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, I got
it. Who's groaning?
So I'm just getting everything together here. I'm sorry. It's my bad.
Yeah, it is.
Bandit, what did you bring for us?
Yes.
I brought waffles and I brought some amaretto.
Waffles and amaretto. Do you pour the amaretto on the waffles?
No, yeah. I thought we can mix it with some eggnog.
That's
amaretto's
interesting.
Delicious.
I like amaretto. I was not sure how that went with the waffles, but I think I would eat those together.
Anything sweet.
Well, you know, I brought the accoutrements for waffles, you know, syrup, butter.
That sounds delicious. See, I'm really glad that I sat you near me, Bandit.
Boil some more
I've got
stuff.
Annie on one side with the vodka, you with the amaretto. Then we've got our quarter pounder with cheese. This is a good meal, I think. And
hockey
then when
stick,
is your ziti ready yet?
No, it's still boiling. Hockey stick, it seems that you've eaten all the quarter pounders with cheeses.
Are there any of those turkey legs on the bucket hat left?
No, they're all gone, I think. I think we've lost some people. 201-209-9368. We got a couple more people.
We got a couple more seats left. And, you know, we still need some classic dishes. You know, we need cornbread. No one brought deviled eggs. I'm not a fan of deviled eggs, but nobody brought any. Yams. People put marshmallows on the yams.
We don't have any mac and cheese either.
We don't have any mac and cheese.
We need mac and or cheese.
I was thinking of bringing mac and cheese, but then I, like, you know, waffles or, you know.
I really like that you went creative.
Well, it's the thought that absolutely doesn't count. Caller, you got Bucci. Welcome to Friendsgiving.
Hey, Bucci, it's Double G. I got
He came back.
I got bathroom.
Hi, Double G.
I'm sorry about the bathroom, dude. I gotta go.
Oh,
don't
man.
Apologize for the bathroom.
Well, he did. He was eating
apologize
that.
Apologize to the bathroom.
He was eating that bucket.
I didn't make it
chicken.
To the bathroom.
It wasn't cooked. I told you it wasn't cooked.
You're out.
I gotta go.
All right, everybody, we're almost done here. So why don't we kind of go around the table and say what we're most thankful for.
Who goes first? I think you should call people out.
Well, Hockey Stick, are you here?
Yes.
All right, what are you most thankful for?
Is that somebody's baby?
Don't worry about the
baby.
Baby
climbing to my truck?
No. The baby's fine. Unless you're thankful for a baby, which Micah is. All right, what are you most thankful for?
I guess I'm thankful for this delicious quarter pounder meal I just ate.
Yep, thankful for the thing that you brought. Yep.
Yeah, that. And then those turkey legs are pretty good.
Ugh, I wouldn't eat those.
So outside, it sounds like outside of today, you don't have much to be thankful for.
Well, I mean,
Hockey Stick's living in the present. It's fine.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah.
Next.
Bandit, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
A thank you would be nice.
I'm thankful for the...
I'm going to put some of the game on.
The loving friendship we have here at Friendsgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
I think we just
lost someone. Is Sarah still here?
I think
I am still here.
Oh, hey, Sarah. What are you thankful for, too?
I'm thankful for my pets, my cat and my dog, but I'm also really thankful I got to meet both of you, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, that's right. That's so nice.
It was really nice meeting you, too. That was
And meeting you right now.
It was the best Thanksgiving present, and now I'm at dinner with you guys, so it's even better.
And thank you for that discount, by the way.
And stay away from Double G's chicken.
The dial tone is here. all right. Thanks, everybody. Leave.
Thank you.
You're kicking everyone out. Yeah, this party does have a hard stop.
It has
seven.
A hard out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch some of this game some more.
Wait. Micah just walked in. Should we ask him what he's thankful for?
Micah, what did you bring to the Friendsgiving?
Yeah, we're having a Friendsgiving, Micah.
I'm just doing here with the Amazon delivery.
Oh, it's an Amazon box full of M&Ms. Thank you so much, Micah. What do you have to be thankful for?
That this hour is over.
Well, I think many. Thank you, Mrs. Bucci, for I am most thankful for you being my friend.
What?
You've been listening to, you've been celebrating at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. Mrs. Bucci, do you have anything you want to close with?
I think the ZD's ready. Finally.
Oh, my God. It's so limp. And that's a Bucci adage. Who listens to Bucci?
You,
Ducci.
Ducci.
We're friends. We're friends. We're friends.